Part 2. Short Dialogues.
1.
Ken, what do you predict next year's loss will be?
I'd say at least 80,000, plus or minus 10,000. Two.
They say that each American drinks about 10 liters of Coke per year.
10 liters of Coke multiplied by the population of the U.S.? That's a lot of Coke!
Three.
The sum of the donations is about $2 billion.
That's great! The organization should be able to buy a lot of equipment with that money. Four.
Children learn to count from an early age. Most 4-year-old children can count to 10 or 20. By the age of 6, they can add and subtract on their hands.
When I was 4, I could count to 300 and recite the multiplication table.
5.
We have an even number of presents, but an odd number of guests. How do we distribute them?
We can give some guests extra presents, or we can give each guest one present each.
6.
If we add up the total, it comes close to 100 million.
That's more money than this company can afford to lose.
7.
Hey, Amy. What do you know about this new computer virus?
It's awful. You usually receive it through email. The newspaper said that around 10,000 computers have been affected in the city alone.
8.
I'm really bad at doing math. I find it difficult to even calculate sales tax.
It's easy, Ken. All you do is multiply the price by the fraction 1 over 20, or 0.05. That will tell you how much the sales tax is.
9.
Ken, after I've finished calculating the area of land available, what should I do next?
Take the square root of the total and round it off to 3 decimal places. Don't forget to put in the decimal point. 10.
If the area of land in Japan is divided by Japan's population, then the amount of space per person is actually quite high. Yet they say Japan is overcrowded.
Yes, but most of Japan is mountainous. So the percentage of people living together in cities is much higher.